is the time for some meditation, a peaceful time where we can allow our body to relax to the max and allow our mind to slow down and find some peace inside. An easy thing to do. So don't worry, because I will be giving most of the instructions. It's a GPM, Global Positioning Monk, guiding you into your deep meditation states. So, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, it's like coming home. Instead of looking at people outside, we're looking at the person inside, especially our body. And you feel the body with your mind. How is it sitting? And you ask your legs, first of all, just the systematic sweeping awareness, so you can check every part of this body in the same way that you can check, you know, your car when you take it out on a journey. Enough petrol in the tank, enough water, enough whatever else you need on the journey to make sure everything is ready to go. So first of all, we check our legs. So making sure that they are comfortable. Really caring for them. Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable, legs? Assume nothing. So you can move it this way, that way. Experiment, explore. Until you can find the most comfortable position for your own legs. A position which you can maintain for 30 minutes. You feel them. It's like your awareness just goes as much as possible to the muscles, the bones. Any pressures because of your sitting posture, are they okay? Can you maintain that for so long? And when you feel that your legs are in the best position, only then to move up to your butt, your bottom, to make sure that it is well positioned on the cushion, on the chair, on the stool. Again, because you're going to have to keep it like that for quite some time. You get it comfortable at the beginning. It doesn't cause you problems later. Or you can move up to your back. I always like to stretch this back. And it's great because as soon as you stretch it, just like you see sometimes dogs stretching before they tuck themselves in into their basket to go to sleep. Stretch it and then just relax it. I ask my back, and just asking parts of your body really is wise, kind. It's a way of establishing your mindfulness, your awareness on a part of your body. Ask back, are you okay there? It's putting all your attention on a part which you are caring about. And if there's any sort of tight places in your back, loosen them. How do you loosen them? Trial and error, getting feedback from your awareness until you realize how that feels better. You learn so much through awareness and kindness and watching the results. Your textbook is your body. Where you learn from? And then I just check my hands. Hands can fidget about a lot because you assume they're comfortable, but they're not. Just make sure that they're as comfortable as you can possibly make them. Just asking them the question, hands, do you need to be adjusted? And you get an answer and you follow it. And then again, people have tight shoulders. Loosen them. How do you do that? Visualization is one method which I've been teaching a long time. Visualize on either side of the top part of your neck, where the shoulder blades, the shoulder muscles are. Imagine them like a bundle of strings on either side, pulled apart, stretched under strain. And you imagine letting go of both ends. And see if you can notice, be aware of a corresponding feeling of relaxation in those muscles. As you imagine them as strings being stretched, and now you let go of both ends. So you can feel looseness, relaxation, ease in your own shoulder muscles. Relaxation feels good. Then you go up to your neck, especially your throat if you have irritations, allergies, colds, whatever. Feel those sensations and relax. If you need to cough, please do so. Until your throat feels as relaxed as you possibly can. You notice I've got a bit of irritation in my throat. If I try and fix it, it gets tense and it gets worse. If I just let it be, allow it just to calm down if it wants to, then it becomes not so much of a problem. And last, you move up to your face, your head. Muscles around the mouth and the eyes all relax. You can feel those muscles. And I just let them go. Let them become loose and free. So I'm not holding anything tight. Not pulling or pushing or squashing. I can feel that sense of peace, freedom, relaxation in the muscles of my own face. And sometimes I do this, sometimes I don't. You'd go a couple of inches behind the eyes, your brain. Just imagine your brain, how it is given so much work to do. Imagine relaxing it, so you're not forcing it to find solutions. It's not being dragged back, trying to worry about whether you made a good decision or a bad decision. It's like your own brain you're giving a relaxing hot bath. Imagine my brain just been working so hard, and now I'm going to relax it by imagining it's being just rested in a nice warm bath, taking away all the stresses and strains, all the bruises as well. Just a visualization, imagination. If you can get into it, your brain starts to feel at ease, and with it, the need to think and worry is lessened. Imagine relaxing your own brain. and then you're with your body, just as a unit, not separated, not divided, but a body which is being cared for, looked over, aware, relaxed. See if you can see your own body as being at peace, and the delight of a peaceful body, not pushing, pulling, squashing, not striving, just letting it be, and to experience the delight of a body which is relaxed. And now we see if we can put our awareness on our emotional world. How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? And what does irritate you? What's the cause of it? So see if you can find the cause for being at peace. I often call it looking at your peaceometer. Peaceometer like a dial with a needle on it. And the needle goes down, 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 down. That means really peaceful. It goes up, up, up. Shows you're very irritated. Like a thermometer needle. So how peaceful are you? What makes you more peaceful? What's the cause? How irritated. Find sometimes it's just the way we react with a sound. We react. Sound has disappeared a long time ago, but we're still reacting. That makes us agitated. Past, future, source of agitation. Just stay in this moment, right now. Here is where your future is being made, right now. Peace, health, freedom can only exist now. So we open the door of our hearts to this moment. And feel just how peaceful it can be. There are sounds, but you're inside, deep inside, a little bubble of silence. You don't fight, you let go. If you want to be aware of your breathing, sounds are a long way away. you can just observe your breath, breathing in peace. Imagine peace, safety, coming into your body and mind with every in-breath. Breathing out, let go. Let go of the past. Breathe it out. Negativity, fear. With every out-breath you breathe it out. And breathing in peace, freedom, health. Breathing in the good. Breathing out, letting go of the negative. close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside now? Don't open your eyes yet. The last couple of minutes are important for both enjoying the results of meditation and also understanding why. How does it feel? How relaxed is your body? And how peaceful is your mind? Because how delightful it is to be able to come to a place and get relaxed. Find a peaceful abiding in the mind for free. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the 3rd ringing, you may come out from your meditation. So now's the time to have a stretch. If you want to have a stretch, if you want to go to the toilet, have a glass of water, whatever. And in about a minute's time, as usual, I will start this evening's talk.